Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. No, I'm not coming to you from Washington, D.C., folks. I just lied to you. That was an accident. I don't lie to you like the President of the United States lies to you, like he's lied to you for the last, well, since he illegally took office in 2001. Now, actually, I am on the road right now, so you will forgive me if I'm not quite on the mark as far as getting to the breaks as quickly as I should, perhaps over-talking myself, and I don't have my handy computer screen in front of me, so eventually, assuming when I get around to having guests, having callers, that is, I may be a little bit off in bringing you up. So forgive me for those things, folks, and just appreciate the fact that we can share this evening together for this brief hour in our lives when the rest of the world sometimes seems like it's falling down around us. Well, I, as I mentioned, am not on site in Washington, D.C., but where I happen to be, I have been watching cable. I don't have cable in my home in Washington, so consequently, I don't have to be exposed to the kind of garbage that flows regularly from Fox News, but I've gotten a good dose of Fox News today, ladies and gentlemen, and I have seen Fox News overwhelming even itself in the attempt to justify and support this unusual revelation which has come out, which only confirms that the regular listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network know full well that the whole issue of nuclear weapons in Iraq has been overblown by the Bush administration, by this corrupt Jewish Zionist-controlled administration. And as a consequence of all this, we're seeing a very interesting exercise in the mass media and in the ranks of the politicians who want to take George W. Bush's place in the White House, assuming that Bush is willing to, and prepared to give up the White House in January of 2009, and assuming, of course, that the powers that be have not already decided to have removed George Bush from the White House, and in fact did effect his removal by the time that he would normally leave office. Whole mouthful having been said there, folks, but the point is this, that I don't believe it's all over yet. I am absolutely convinced that George W. Bush still wants the United States to go into Iran. That has been part and parcel of the Israeli agenda for a long, long time. Nuclear weapons in Iran or not. And in fact, Andrea Mitchell, the wife of former Federal Reserve Chief Alan Greenspan, pretty much put it correctly today when she said that, well, even if he doesn't have the nuclear weapons pretext to go into Iran, there could be some other provocation. There could be some other event that could give the president the excuse to go into Iran. And I'm thinking perhaps that maybe this whole venture saying that Iran gave up their weapons is actually just laying the groundwork for the president and the supporters of war against Iran to reassess the situation and to try to find other means to get us involved there. That's what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. We are dealing with a man in this White House who is a liar, a proven liar, and a war criminal. And I don't believe a word that he says, and I don't think you should either, folks. That's why we have to be very, very careful about anything we hear or read in the mass media. All right, we're going to a break, folks. Stay tuned. Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you. Well, I keep getting ready to say coming to you from Washington. No, I'm not coming to you from Washington. I normally come to you from Washington, and of course, you know, Washington is the headquarters of American Free Press. If you're not familiar with American Free Press, I do suggest you check it out. Number one, because it's a good newspaper. Number two, because it contains a lot of good articles by a lot of good writers. Mark Glenn among them, somebody whom you are quite familiar with, as a listener to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you're not a regular listener to this network, you should be. Because like American Free Press, in a newspaper format, the Republic Broadcasting Network provides you news and information that you're not going to get from the mainstream media in this country. The mainstream media in this country, folks, they're more interested today in the story of a young, good-looking young blonde lady school teacher down in Florida who's been arrested for violating her probation. These kind of stories, sexually related stories, ladies and gentlemen, sexually charged stories, this is the kind of stuff the mass media wants to focus on. They want to focus on a mass murder. Not a mass murder, the alleged murder by a policeman of his former wife. His name happens to be Peterson, just like that other famous murder case the mass media was obsessed with, the Scott and Lacey Peterson murder cases. Yeah, folks, this is the crap that we get from our mass media in America, along with all the other pro-war propaganda that they pump down our throats on a daily basis. And then again, there are those Jewish pro-war people out there who are now saying, well, if that's the case, we're getting a daily dose of pro-war propaganda, then why are we hearing about the fact that the Bush administration has been misstating the case for weapons in Iran? Well, folks, as I say, I think this is simply just a maneuver on the part of the pro-war forces. They realize that the old template of nuclear weapons they used so unsuccessfully in Iraq is not working. These pro-war candidates that they've been pumping up in the Republican Party like this piece of garbage, Rudy Giuliani, and that's all he is, ladies and gentlemen, a piece of garbage. His campaign is faltering. This slick Massachusetts Mormon, and I'm not attacking him because he's a Mormon, but I'm just contrasting the image here. You know, he's a flip-flopper, it seems. No one associates Mormonism with Massachusetts any more than you can decide whether Mitt Romney has taken a pro or anti position on this issue or that. He's a mass of contradictions, but one thing we do know about him, he's a slick politician with a lot of money who tries to have his cake and eat it too. Well, people are beginning to realize this, folks, and they're getting tired of politics as usual, and that's why an obviously independent-minded politician who comes across as a nice guy, because he in fact is a nice guy, not because I know him, but I can see a nice guy when I see one, and that's Ron Paul of Texas. When Ron Paul's out there having an impact, when he's actually capturing the enthusiasm of good people, they have to distract us. That's what the mass media does. They promote this guy Huckabee. Talk about a slick politician, if ever there was one. It's Mike Huckabee. I got a good dose of him over the weekend here, watching Fox News and other cable broadcasts, seeing the character of this guy. He's about in the same cut as Rudy Giuliani, I think, when it comes right down to it. Ah, but I hear some of you out there saying, oh, how dare you say that? Mike Huckabee's a good man. He's a minister. He's a good Christian. Or as his own propaganda and I would describe him as, a Christian leader. But no, folks, the mass media, they feel the need. They feel the need to continue giving us news and information that will keep us in the same path. And so what they've realized is that they've realized, as I say, mixing apples and oranges here, but for a purpose, folks, all the pro-war propaganda about Iran and nuclear weapons, excuse me, folks, all that pro-war propaganda started to sound too much like the pro-war propaganda from Iraq. So now they're shifting course. President Bush and his Jewish advisors, known as the neoconservatives, his Jewish handlers, I should say, popularly known as the neoconservatives, these pro-Israel Jewish handlers of the president know that they've got to find other means to maneuver the United States into a war against Iran, and they've already laid the groundwork for that, folks. I mean, this has been in the air for a long, long time. Iran has been helping the evil Muslim terrorists or this group or that group in Iraq. Iran is doing this, Iran is doing that. Forget about the nuclear weapons. This is just a side diversion. They're saying now that, well, maybe the president was wrong on nuclear weapons, but Iran still wants them, he said. So he's not backing off. No, folks, he's not backing off. This is not even a bump in the road for the president and his pro-war Jewish advisors. Fanatical Talmudists. Fanatical Talmudists like Elliot Abrams, who's even said that he doesn't approve of Jewish people and Christian people marrying. And as all of you know out there, those of us who were raised in a politically correct world where there's nothing wrong with Jews marrying Christians and nothing wrong with Christians marrying Jews, here we have Elliot Abrams, one of the leading pro-war, pro-Israel advisors of the president, preaching hatred against the idea that Jews and Christians should not be allowed as human beings to marry and fall in love. Now, I'm not advocating that necessarily, folks, but I'm just pointing out to you the irony that one of President Bush's chief advisors on a very sensitive issue does not believe that Christians and Jews should intermarry. Now, that should shock you folks, because, as you know, people that hold such views are considered out of the pale. Just as I pointed out last night, Mike Huckabee, who is calling himself a Christian leader, for some reason is allowed to say that. And the reason why is because the people who are promoting him want him to take in the Christians as his supporters. They want the Christians to rally behind Mike Huckabee, because the people who control Mike Huckabee have a desire to maintain a stranglehold on the Christian vote in America. They want to make sure that the only candidates the Christians rally behind are candidates who are loyal to the people who control Mike Huckabee. And the people who control Mike Huckabee are obviously the people who control the mass media in America, because it's the people who control the mass media in America who are making Mike Huckabee into the national figure that he has emerged to be. And to repeat myself, but repetition is necessary, folks, to drive the point home, especially for those who are new listeners. The reason why they are promoting Mike Huckabee is because they are using him as a blocking candidate to push Ron Paul, not necessarily out of the race, but to take the focus off the candidate who is really drawing the most attention among the people who really do care, the people in the grassroots. This is what it's all about, folks. It's the same thing. It's a distraction. It's a distraction, folks. Just as they're giving up on their push for nuclear weapons in Iran, they're kind of shifting our focus now and getting the focus put on Mike Huckabee, because the other propaganda line, Rudy Giuliani and Fred Thompson, Mitt Romney, those guys, their campaigns are faltering even before the primaries take place. People are losing interest in the chosen ones. The chosen ones chosen by the self-styled chosen people. And those chosen ones are not grabbing the people's attention. So therefore, again, as I say, we have the people being manipulated by the media. And that media doesn't do it on its own. It takes people to control that media. It takes people in positions of power to select the editors who edit the stories, and ultimately to select the writers who write the stories that promote the opinions of those who are ultimately responsible, the people who control the mass media in America. And once you begin to understand who controls the mass media in America, then once you understand that, you can look at the issues and events of our day and the personalities and understand who is favored by the mass media and who isn't. Who gets the wide play? Who is promoted as the hero? Who is presented as the goat? Or maybe we should say patsy in this case. It's the mass media who makes or breaks the politicians. It's the mass media that decides what the issues are to be debated and how those issues are to be debated, in what manner they will be debated. It's the mass media that tells us what's politically correct to say and what's not. It's the mass media that says, well, you know, there may have been weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but they were probably moved over to Iran. And then the politicians who said they were fooled by the mass media and by the propaganda of the Bush administration, they are then allowed in turn to say that. And the mass media doesn't question them, because all the politicians bow to the mass media. Those who don't, you don't hear about. All right, folks, we're going to a break. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from the road.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from on the road. Almost sounds like Charles Carroll, although I can assure you, well, hell, no one gets paid as much as Charles Carroll. I was going to say, I don't get paid as much as Charles Carroll. I don't get paid, period. I'm not complaining, just stating a fact. Folks, reading a very interesting book. I actually finished reading it, and I'm going to recommend it to you. It's by an establishment author, published by an establishment publishing house. The name of the book is The Fall of the House of Bush. The author is Craig Unger, U-N-G-E-R. Previous book of his, House of Bush, House of Sod, was a New York Times bestseller. That book tied up the connections between the Bush family and the Saudi royal family. Craig Unger has been a critic of the Bush administration. He was in Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9-1-1. He's written for the New Yorker, Esquire, and he's a contributing editor at Vanity Fair. In fact, he wrote an article for Vanity Fair that basically confirmed something that I had written about some years before, largely suggesting that the whole Monica Lewinsky affair, while not orchestrated by Jerry Falwell, but was in fact manipulated and exploited by Jerry Falwell and then Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to injure Bill Clinton at a time when Bill Clinton was pressuring Israel. I'm not saying that my story was an exclusive per se, because there was news about this meeting between Netanyahu and Falwell in the press. But in fact, I had written extensively a very long, detailed article in the old Spotlight newspaper and then done some follow-up information on that, printing very strong evidence suggesting that the Monica Gate affair, while not necessarily not suggesting that Ms. Lewinsky was a Mossad agent, as many people have suggested, but rather suggesting that hardline supporters of Israel were manipulating the affair and knew that the affair was going to be publicly exposed. And I brought forth what a lot of people who saw the information considered very serious, very solid information, that certain supporters of Israel in this country knew that the scandal was about to break. And as I have pointed out on this program and elsewhere, a friend of mine, who also just happened to be an old Arkansas friend of a very well-known Arkansas couple, passed on those particular Spotlight stories to some people whom he described as my friends. And this old friend of mine from Arkansas, who happened to be an old friend of this husband and wife political team from Arkansas, came back to me after he had passed on the articles to those whom he described as my friends. And he said about these articles, which charged that Israel was manipulating the whole Lewinsky affair, he said to me, he said, "I think you're right. And my friends," that is his friends from Arkansas, "and my friends think you're right, but we've never had this conversation." Well, be that as it may, I've digressed here, folks. Craig Unger wrote an article for Vanity Fair basically confirming that I was on the right track. Not mentioning my articles, of course, but needless to say, I had to respect him for having brought out some truths. He, in fact, even wrote an article for Vanity Fair suggesting that the security of Israel was central to the whole conduct of the Iraq War. Well, now he has written a book, The Fall of the House of Bush, and it's a very interesting, accurate, and I think well worth reading overview of Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. in the White House and the conduct of their policy towards Israel and the Arab world. It's a very honest book, folks. I guess he can get away with being honest because of the fact that most of the people who don't like Bush already know these facts anyway. I wrote many of these details a long, long time ago in my book, The High Priests of War. But he is a good writer. He is a mainstream writer, and there will be people who will not believe me will perhaps believe the same things when they hear them from Craig Unger. So I'm pleased to recommend his book. But what is very interesting to me, folks, is Mr. Unger's very careful analysis of how the mass media in its own way played along with George W. Bush in promoting the very kind of pro-war propaganda leading up to Iraq that we have been hearing from the Bush administration in the lead up to what I still think will be an attack on Iran, one way or the other. Because let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, the you-know-whos, fill in the blank there, the you-know-whos want war. Stay tuned. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Talking before the break about a very interesting book by Craig Unger, U-N-G-E-R. The title of the book is The Fall of the House of Bush. And it basically is a very well-written catalog of the lies and the corruption of this character we call President George W. Bush. He doesn't miss much in this book, folks, and he dares to even suggest that the Israeli lobby is powerful, that there is an Israeli lobby. So I can't complain, folks. I mean, occasionally, you know, some truths do come out. I sit here and talk about the corruption by the mass media and the major publishing houses, and I stand by that. But at the same time, I recognize the fact that they put books such as this out. Books, folks. They put out books, but this book will probably not sell more than about 10,000 copies, maybe at a maximum 50,000 if it even becomes a bestseller. So So most people aren't going to read this book. The only people who are going to read it are going to be people like Michael Collins Piper, yours truly, who buys a lot of books on topics like this, and then libraries. And then the people who bother to pick it up in the library. But these truths, these details, all put together, page after page after page, do not reach the mass public in America. Scribbled in the front of this book, on the first two opening pages, well, I guess I can't sell this secondhand now. Here, folks, I have all these scribbled notes and page number references about some of the interesting things that appear in the pages of this volume, two full pages of my notes, of about maybe 50 noteworthy things that appear in the book. But as I say, folks, the way the mass media operates in America, you only get these little blurbs, these little moments of spin from people like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter. All these horrible Judas goats that supply, and Mike Savage, how could I forget that horrible, horrible piece of garbage? All of these Judas goats that supply the means of thinking to so many otherwise good Americans who've been corralled by the mass media, been brought into holding pens. They might as well have these people in concentration camp, folks, because that's ultimately where they want to put us all. But needless to say, folks, most people don't get these details. They get the broad strokes, the broad propaganda from these propagandists. And the details, the facts that are crammed together in the pages of books that don't sell more than 10 or 20,000 copies. And most of those copies are often actually only published, purchased by libraries or by foreign policy wonks. These details don't reach the mass public, and that's why it's important. But listen to this, folks. I want to read you something from this book. It seems like I've been belaboring the point about the media tonight, folks. Forgive me for that, but the fact is I've been exposed to some of this mass media here today and yesterday, unlike I have been for a long, long time. And I've really gotten to see, again, how these people operate, people like Bill O'Reilly. And I can then sit back and say to myself, oh, now I understand why my friend, the big-shot lawyer, who follows Bill O'Reilly religiously, I can understand where they get their talking points. But then again, as I say, to repeat myself, but again to bring this matter full circle, the people who rely on the mass media don't then have access to books where all the lies and the dissembling are assembled together in one complete picture. Now, point is this, folks. You all remember when Secretary of State Colin Powell gave his big speech before the United States laying the U.S. groundwork for the war against Iraq. Well, everybody knew up until that point that General Powell, Secretary of State Colin Powell, was against the war. He knew that it was a war that need not and should not be fought. But needless to say, the Secretary of State came out there and gave a stirring presentation to the United Nations. Well, the book by Craig Unger makes it clear that Colin Powell was not only resisting going to a war, but he also did not really want to give that speech. But when he saw that the war was inevitable, that the Bush administration, and let's face it, the Bush administration's Jewish handlers and the Jewish war hawks who control the military-industrial complex, as it's popularly called, which has an important part behind the media, which is interrelated with the media, and we can talk about the Jewish aspects of the military-industrial complex at some other time, but needless to say, when General Powell knew that he wasn't going to win, that the Jewish warmongers were going to have their way, he went along with them. So he put himself in the position, or allowed himself to be put in the position of being the guy who took the Bush administration's case to the world, so to speak. Many people told General Powell that this would be similar to the role that then Secretary of State, or I guess he was U.N. Ambassador, Adlai Stevenson played during the Cuban Missile Crisis, during the Kennedy administration. Well, listen to how Craig Unger describes this, folks. This is very, very provocative and very profound, and it just goes to show you how the mass media in America lied along with the lies of Colin Powell, lies that he didn't want to tell, lies of the Bush administration, lies of Israel, lies of Israel's Jewish and Christian supporters in the United States who are making the case for war based upon lies. Lots of lies, folks, from a lot of liars, ultimately all coming out of the mouth of Colin Powell. And I quote you from Craig Unger's book. As soon as his speech was done, it became clear that Powell had hit a home run. The press loved it. More than 100 media outlets compared his moment to Adlai Stevenson's. That Powell was still thought of as a dove made his credibility unassailable. In the aftermath of Powell's speech, a Washington Post ABC News poll showed that no fewer then 67% of Americans felt the United States was justified in going to war because of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. The San Francisco Chronicle called the speech impressive in its breadth and eloquence. The Denver Post romanticized Powell as Marshall Dillon facing down a gunslinger in Dodge City, and added that he had shown the world, quote, not just one smoking gun, but a battery of them. In Tampa, Florida, Portland, Oregon, and Hartford, Connecticut, the local dailies deemed Powell's presentation overwhelming, devastating, and masterful. Those are quotes, ladies and gentlemen, direct quotes laid out here by Craig Unger. He goes on to say, but it was among liberals in the media, especially those who had dismissed George W. Bush as a trigger-happy cowboy, that Colin Powell had the greatest impact. Remember, folks, these are the liberals in the media who are ostensibly opposed to the war trigger, the trigger-happy cowboy. The Washington Post asserted that Powell's evidence was irrefutable. The paper's liberal columnist, Mary McGrory, announced that she was as tough as France to convince, but Powell had won her over. For Richard Cohen of a priestly line, obviously, with the name Cohen, Jewish priest, that is. For Richard Cohen and other Post columnists, some of Powell's evidence was, quote, absolutely bone-chilling in its detail, and had to prove to anyone that Iraq not only hasn't accounted for its weapons of mass destruction, but without a doubt still retains them. Only a fool, or possibly a Frenchman, could conclude otherwise, said Mr. Cohen. Kind of funny, Richard Cohen now says, like Hillary Clinton says, and Senator what's-his-name, the rich lawyer from the Carolinas. What's his name? He's running for president. I can't even remember his name. John Edwards. What a fool. He says he was fooled, too, just like Mr. Cohen. Well, now to continue with Craig Unger. Finally, there was the New York Times, which offered no fewer than 3 separate news stories praising Powell as powerful, sober, factual, and, I love this, nearly encyclopedic. Columnist William Sapphire saw half a dozen smoking guns in what he called Powell's irrefutable and undeniable case. At last, concluded the Times' Michael Gordon, quote, it will be difficult for skeptics to argue that Washington's case against Iraq is based on groundless suspicions and not intelligence information. Folks, that's the mass media in America, what some people call corporate media, what I call the Jewish-controlled media. That's what the pro-Israel Jewish-controlled media had to say about the lies told by Colin Powell, lies that were not even concocted by Powell, but concocted by people in Israel, by American Jewish supporters of Israel in the Bush administration, known as the neoconservatives. These are the lies that these people fed to Colin Powell and put in a prepared statement for him. And the mass media in America praised these lies. Maybe we shouldn't blame George W. Bush for the war. Maybe we should blame the mass media for the war. But then again, we can't just blame the newspaper editors and reporters. We have to blame the people who own the newspapers and who own the big broadcast networks for putting these lies out there because there was an agenda behind it. Well, folks, just for the record, what did Colin Powell say? And I've been here sitting here damning Colin Powell for having played good soldier and gone along with these lies, which is exactly what he did, most unfortunately, because he knew better. Here are the lies that Colin Powell passed on to the American people in speeches written by a handful of pro-Israel Jewish fanatics known as neoconservatives and people under their control inside the Bush administration. Here are what might be loosely described as the Jewish lies that got America into war, that convinced so many people that America needed to go to war. Here's what Colin Powell said. And listen to this carefully, folks, in retrospect. He said, "We know that Saddam Hussein is determined to keep his weapons of mass destruction and make more. Given Saddam Hussein's history of aggression, given what we know of his grandiose plans, given what we know of his terrorist associations, and given his determination to exact revenge on those who opposed him, should we take the risk that he will not someday use these weapons at a time and a place in a manner of his choosing, at a time when the world is in a much weaker position to respond? Leaving Saddam Hussein in possession of weapons of mass destruction for a few more months or years is not an option, not in a post-September 11th world." Folks, these Jewish lies, and that's what they are, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry if that offends anybody out there. These pro-Israel lies told by pro-Israel Jewish people known as the neoconservatives, and these neoconservatives are guided by their Jewish philosophy, ladies and gentlemen, a philosophy based in a hate-filled book, an ancient book known as the Talmud. These lies cost the lives of well more than 3,000 Americans, resulted in the butchering of many tens of thousands more, and I'm not even going to try to guess the number of lives lost among the military and civilians in Iraq. And if we want to get down to cold, hard details about the billions of dollars spent, I've seen it estimated when all was said and done, when we're done paying for the medical costs of the men and women coming back to Iraq without eyes and legs and arms and reproductive parts, and you want to name whatever part you can think of that has been lost over there in this unnecessary war based on these Jewish lies crafted by pro-Israel Jewish intriguers known as the neoconservatives on behalf of an agenda based on the ancient Jewish book known as the Talmud. If you want to start calculating the money coming from these lies, they say it'll go into trillions of dollars. Not counting in, of course, folks, the damage done to the reputation of this country because of the lies that were told, because of the lies that have been continually told. And now, for partisan political reasons, this Clinton woman, this guy from the Carolinas whose name escapes me because they find him such a non-entity. What is his name, ladies and gentlemen? John Edwards. Is that his name? John Edwards? Harry Edwards? Fred Edwards? Whatever he presumes to the presidency. as do Hillary and Barack Obama. What a game they're all playing, folks. They were misled. You know, there's a lot of people out there that still attack Ted Kennedy. Well, you know, Ted Kennedy, folks, opposed this war. Let's give credit where credit is due. Senator Robert Byrd, far from perfect, but he stood up against this war. There were a few people who did speak out against the war and questioned the Bush administration. They even defeated Senator Max Cleland from Georgia for re-election. If I recall correctly, Max Cleland, kind of a middle-of-the-road liberal Democrat. He lost two legs and an arm in Vietnam. He was called unpatriotic because he wouldn't go along with these Jewish lies. And he lost for re-election. Guess that made the folks in Georgia feel good. They were real patriots for bouncing that cripple out of office, that cripple who was unpatriotic. I sound mad, folks, because I am. I don't like liars and bullies. We're going to a break.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. A little rough around the edges here tonight, being out of my normal venue, my normal atmosphere, but all things being equal, I will be back in tomorrow night in Washington. I guess I do have a couple callers lined up here. Who do I have first here tonight? Okay, well, I'll tell you what, it looks like we only have room for one of those callers. Forgive me, folks, I went on a little bit too long tonight, but I'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. Let's go to Ken in Texas. Ken, what do you have to say?
Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, nice talking to you again. I'm as mad as a wet chicken like yourself, too.
Well, there's a lot to be mad about, Ken.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever seen this video called Who Killed John O'Neill by Thad Rustin? Thurston?
Who Killed John O'Neill? No, that sounds like that might be very, very interesting. John O'Neill.
I just watched it tonight. Go watch it. He plays all the parts, and he exposes a lot of stuff, and maybe your advertiser might carry it sometimes.
Okay, let me ask you this. This John O'Neill, you're referring to the John O'Neill who died in the World Trade
Center? Correct.
Okay, well, I
can make you a case that they dropped those two buildings to kill him alone.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would find that hard to believe,
yeah.
But I will say this much. I will say this much, that if John O'Neill was as intrepid and an investigator as they say he is, then there's no doubt in my mind that they would indeed have had very good reason to want to kill him. Because
yeah.
If,
well, wasn't he connected to Oklahoma City and the Waco documents and stuff?
Well, I tell you what, it looks to me as though John O'Neill probably had a pretty good idea who was really responsible for the first attack on the World Trade Center, because that was the Mossad. There was no question about that. And anyone who took a very serious look at all of the circumstances surrounding the bombing in Oklahoma City would have to conclude that there was a Mossad role there, however indirect it may have been. A lot of people don't want to talk about that because it's...
I still make the contention that none of this stuff happened prior to 88 when we got the Constitutional Convention roll back in Florida and Alabama. And this all happened after 88 because that's what it looks like to me.
Well, I tell you, you know, this whole issue of a constitutional convention has been a very controversial thing. You know, that could have set the stage for a whole revolution or reformation in our government, not in the best way either. I've heard a lot of people argue both sides on that issue of a constitutional convention. I'm not even sure what your position is on it.
Well, I'm against it.
You're against it, okay.
Oh, yeah, I was down in Florida when I was reading the Spotlight articles. And
oh,
stuff,
okay, well, like I
and
say,
stuff from
yeah.
Phyllis Schlafly, and I was freaked out. I was in Panama City, Florida, and the home of the Dean of Florida Senate. And I worked with Gordon Vandercoy, John Birch Society guy out of Pensacola, who single-handedly got Alabama to trash theirs. And we planned that in 87, and we carried it off in
88. Well, I know a lot of people changed their minds after they started looking at the issue, and that was a good thing. So we do have our victories if we get the information out there.
That's right. We go from victory to victory.
All right. Well, Ken, I have to go home now because the time is running out for this evening, but I will be here tomorrow night. God
willing. Nice talking to you, Mike.
All right. Thanks for your call, Ken. Ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up here. Apologies to those who called in and we couldn't get up. But we'll be here tomorrow night. Now stay tuned for more good programming. You have a good evening. See you here tomorrow night.